today versus back in the day.
All right, we're putting the generations against each other. Of course, Alexis representing Gen Z.
Woo-hoo.
Molly laughing because she still thinks she's young enough to party at colleges, apparently.
Brooke, I am, okay? They think I'm a student when I go, okay? If you went, they wouldn't think that.
I'm just going to say, the 19-year-olds were probably saying something else behind your back.
Whatever, they held me up on the cake stand, so not my problem.
And then they watched you as you took a nap on their couch.
Yeah. Hey, but it's me, the old lady, that has to answer the questions this week.
Yes.
All about Gen Z. All right, Alexis, do you got them ready?
Yep. All right, we're getting into the first one. In 2008, the Disney Channel film Camp Rock premiered.
Okay.
It starred the three Jonas Brothers attending a summer music camp, along with what other popular female star?
Ooh.
And she sings like a song in it that's pretty big for her, so I'm going to play it to you. I don't know how helpful it'll be because it doesn't have lyrics.
Okay.
But I'll play it in case it helps you.
God, we're at Camp Rock. This is so cool.
Yeah.
Who wants to go canoeing?
Yeah, sing along,
kids. A lot of drama.
I'm going to sneak into the Jonas Brothers cabin. Is that what happened to this?
And not do anything because they were all virgins.
I mean,
at the
they
time.
Do have like a relationship and stuff, but yeah.
Oh.
I'm just trying to think because I feel like Demi Lovato has a close link with the Jonas Brothers. But I also feel like Miley Cyrus, but I feel like she was on Hannah Montana at that time. And
I
that,
no
I mean,
clue.
They were all the same age.
Wasn't Ariana also a Disney star?
She was, but she was on a different show. She was on
Witches of Waverly.
No, that was Selena Gomez.
Oh, awesome. You throw her in the mix too.
Disney Channel was popping off.
Oh, man.
Create stars, that's for sure.
I'm going to go Ariana Grande.
All right, I'm going to play the song with lyrics.
I love her.
This is real.
Demi Lovato.
It was Demi.
Oh,
you had it.
You were right,
Brooke. I had it. Dang it.
At least it makes you look cool that it was like in your options.
Yeah. All right, Demi.
Dang.
Sorry. I just have a crush on Ariana.
Right.
Good guesses, though.
I should have had it. All right, here we go.
Second question. About a year ago, a verse from the song Sneaky Link 2.0 featuring Soulja Boy made the term sneaky link go viral.
Sneaky link.
I need you to tell me, what is a sneaky link?
Oh man, a sneaky link. Oh.
Sounds like a website I'd visit.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like somebody who's gonna rat you out, like your sneaky link, you know?
The one that's gonna tell on you.
Yeah.
Huh.
I've seen it on TikTok.
Think of the word.
I think it could be somebody who's cheating on you, right? Like a sneaky link. Don't be a sneaky link. Or do be one if Soulja Boy wants to cheat on somebody. I don't know. Maybe he's into that. It's a chain. It is
literal.
Broken.
It's a secret chain that rappers wear.
I'm going to say it's somebody cheating.
All right. I'm going to play you the verse from the song that was viral.
I have my baby, but plan B the only plan. Well, you just my sneaky link. So don't keep texting me.
Okay, they say your side piece.
Yeah,
it's someone you secretly hook up with.
I think that counts.
Kinda. They don't have to be dating though. It's sneaky link hours are like midnight to 4 a.m.
Yeah,
you know?
That makes
it's
sense.
That person.
Yeah, yeah. All right,
fine. So
all
it's like, boy, don't text me.
It's not the cheater. It's the person the cheater is with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah, but you were getting close.
Well.
All right, last one. Ready?
Yeah.
So I'm going to play you a clip from a popular scene in a TV show that's loved by Gen Zers currently.
Okay.
And then I'm going to need you to name the show.
Yeah, I'm not supposed to be here right now because I'm dressed like a hooker and none of you like me. But I just wanted to say congratulations.
Maddie, get out of here.
Well, that's some drama.
It sounds like Paris Hilton on the Jersey Shore is what it just sounded like.
Get out of here, Paris.
Her and Nicole Richie doing The Simple Life, that's probably not the answer.
They originated like reality
man.
TV. Garbage reality
Very
TV.
Dramatic scene.
And that's definitely not a Kardashian.
I feel like Love Island would be too obvious for him.
Get out of here, Maddie.
We kicked you off.
Hey, it's a really good
Maddie
scene, guys.
Maddie is sassy.
She's in a hot outfit when this scene
hot.
Happens.
It's such
is
it just The Bachelor? Like, it's such a classic.
Is it The Bachelor in Paradise? It sounds trashier than The Bachelor.
Is that like a guess?
I'm going to go with The Bachelor in Paradise.
Or it's like Floribama Shore.
Yeah.
No, you are wrong.
Oh.
Euphoria. The show with Zendaya that's huge.
Is that sounded like
that wasn't Zendaya, but that's a huge scene from it.
Really?
It's when Maddie goes to the fair and Nate's mom is having a chili contest and she knocks over the chili. That's the noise at the end. Very dramatic.
So wait, is that a reality show?
No, I thought that was a really well-respected drama.
Yeah. Right? Euphoria. Like, yeah, it is. No, I told you, this is a very good scene.
It sounded like Floribama Shore.
I legitimately thought it was garbage reality TV.
No,
that was
great. She wasn't sober. You're right. Okay. But
okay. Method acting.
Iconic scene. Go watch
it. I didn't get one right today, but.
But you were close.
I was close.
Yay.
And it counts in this game.
Yes. It does.
That is another edition of Today Versus Back in the Day. We'll play again this time next week on Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.